Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We have 31 degrees. It is 529. We're in for a nice day to kick off the weekend. Sunny skies with temps in the 40s in the forecast from 13 WHAM ABC. Good morning. I'm Steve Hausman. Here's your first look at what's trending at WBEE. A chunk of 390 is closed this morning after a fatal single car crash. Happened in Henrietta about 11 o'clock last night. The speeding car went off Clay Road near the Walmart, slammed into a barrier there along 390. A passenger in the car was killed. Its driver has been charged with DWI. And as the investigation continues again, drivers are being diverted off 390 in the area of Highland Drive. We'll stay on that, of course, this morning. Greece firefighters had their hands full last night after a transformer blew around 7 o'clock. It sparked a number of small fires, including one at Greece Olympia High School. That school is open today, however. A new brewery is coming to Pittsford. Last night, the village board approved plans for the brewery at Northfield Commons on State Street. Village trustees had been trying to block the Holly Brewing Company, but with last night's vote, plans can now move forward.
I'm in awe. I'm shocked right now. I had no idea that this was going to go in this direction.
The co-owner Clay Killian says his brewery will be one of the smallest in the area. A case of measles has been confirmed locally. The Monroe County Health Department says a toddler who had not been immunized has contracted the contagious respiratory disease. They are calling it an isolated case, though. They do not think there is a risk to the rest of us. The new Democratic-led Congress passed a number of spending bills last night, including one that would provide money to reopen the government.
We are diligent and persistent and trying to open up government.
The new House Speaker Nancy Pelosi there. That bill is not expected to make it through the Republican-dominated Senate, though, since it did not contain a single penny for the wall. Another rough day on Wall Street yesterday as the Dow dipped another 660 points. Apple led the losses after it warned that iPhone sales in China are very slow. Well, it's the first new taste of 2019. A new decadent Oreo has hit store shelves. The new dark chocolate Oreo has dark chocolate flavored cream. It is sandwiched between two classic Oreo cookie wafers. Unlike recent Oreo cookie releases, the company says this one will not be a limited edition. This one, they say, is here for keeps. New Oreos. Sports of the B. Sabres won last night. They knocked off Florida last night, 4-3. Amherst on the road tonight and tomorrow night. They're at Laval up in Quebec. And the NFL playoffs begin tomorrow. Wild card weekend has two games each tomorrow night and Sunday. Colts and Texans kick things off at 4:30 tomorrow on 13 WHAM ABC, followed by the Dallas-Seattle game in primetime on ESPN. Two more games on Sunday featuring the Ravens hosting the Chargers. That's at 1 o'clock on Channel 8. The final wildcard game of Sunday has the Bears hosting the defending Super Bowl champ Eagles at 4:30 on NBC. Coming up, we have your weekend forecast from 13 WHAM ABC here at the B.
Start the new year right by ringing in 2019 with Best Fiends. Collect cute characters and solve thousands of fun puzzles. Download Best Fiends for free from the App Store or Google Play today. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. Rochester
weather. Bright sunshine much of this Friday ahead. Get out and love it. Whatever you got to do. This is a rare January 4th occasion. 48 the high for today. Weekend, chillier, more clouds Saturday as we go through that day. A high right around 40. Sunday will be in the 30s, some flurries early in that day. And then a mixed bag of weather with a storm coming in to start the new week. From the 13 WHAM Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Scott Hetzko here on 92.5, the B Morning Coffee Club.
Again, a chunk of 390 near Highland Drive is closed at this hour as police investigate a fatal car crash that happened about 11 o'clock last night. One person was killed in the single car crash. You'll stay on top of that. Mike Bowen will be here shortly. We have 32 degrees here at High Falls at 533. You're up to date at 92.5 WBEE.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.